A second.
Who was that, Jennifer? Okay. Okay, Debbie.
Yes.
Mary McKinney.
Yes. Yes.
Mary Marvar.
Abstain.
Mario.
Yes. Record show 4 ayes, no nays.
Okay.
All right. Is there anyone in the audience or anyone online who'd like to address us? This body?
Nobody else on here.
Okay. Under mayor's report, per all the health department people and the mayors and managers meetings, social distancing is going to remain in place. The county has seen a spike in the COVID-19 cases with the relaxation of some of the guidelines. They really are expecting in about 5 days for it to get really a lot worse. We have the title for the Chevy police car from the sheriff's department. It's just there's a lot of rules to mailing in the title and stuff. So I'm just going to wait until the office opens. And I'll go there and then I can walk through it with the lady. I just don't want to sign stuff, put it in the mail, and then not really know, you know, what's going on and hope that I get it back. Last Thursday we had
a probably should accept it.
Oh, you want to accept the cruiser? I thought we had. Okay. We have a motion to accept the cruiser from the Lake County Sheriff's Department.
I'll make that motion.
Right.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Was that Jennifer?
Yes, please.
You're speeding up. They couldn't tell. Okay, Mary McKinney.
Yes.
Mary Marvar?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Record show 5 ayes, no nays. We had a public hearing, Zoom meeting last Thursday for the $60,000 NOACA grant. They seem to be happy with the results from it. I don't know. Debbie was on it. Mary Mervar, I believe you were on it also.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything else. Mr. Lyons, do you have anything?
I don't have anything tonight.
Committees, finance?
Finance, I don't have anything. Rosie, do you have anything tonight?
It's the only thing I have. Yes, we got money from the Lake County Commissioners for our roads and streets. It was $3,676. And I'd like to make a motion to accept it. And then we need to set up funding a fund for it and then appropriate it.
Chris, is that for that work that was done down by Mr. On the corner there of Meg's and
No,
this is separate money that they had extra and they gave a lot to the community. But since we're small, we only got a little bit and we're supposed to use it for Lake County Road Improvement and Economic Development Grant. And I miss putting it in your package.
So it has to be set up as its own grant?
That's what it says here. We can't add it to our transportation funds.
Yeah, could Mr. Lyons was, Kim, didn't you say that this was for, we could use it for the Olive Street project?
We passed a resolution on it that right. I don't have that, and we said in the resolution what we were going to do with it. I think we just have to be able to prove to the county that we used it for that purpose. I didn't see that we could set up a separate fund for it. I mean, we could, but I thought our purpose was pretty broad that we used it for.
Well, the bids for the Olive Street project came in lower than they thought, so we might not have to use it for that.
But we could. If we're putting our own money into Olive Street, we can use this to put into Olive Street and then use the other money, something else. So, I mean, we need to take a look at the resolution and see what that said we're going to use it for. I think we should just accept it tonight and just put it in the general fund. And
right.
If we need to move it to special fund, we can do that next meeting, because I don't think we have to appropriate it tonight because we're not going to spend it tonight, right?
So. Right.
Right.
Well, supposed to be under Lake County Road Improvement and Economic Development Grant Program. I already received it back on May 5th or something, May 4th.
Right, and in the resolution, it states that we accepted it for the Olive Street project. I'm positive. And our portion of that was $25,000, so we were going to use that $3,025.
Okay.
So we're going to use $28.76 then?
No.
For Olive Street?
Or four is it?
It's helping us pay for the 25, Rosie.
Right, right.
Okay, because we already transferred the 25.
Then where did you transfer it from? Where did you transfer it from?
Street M&R.
Okay. Can we make a deposit? Put our, can we deposit into Street M&R, Jim?
Yes.
Because I had bills to pay already.
Right.
All right. I would deposit it in the Street M&R, and that $3,000 is accounted for in the 25 that you moved then. And you're just giving back the Street M&R the $3,000. Does that sound good to everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
Remember, we couldn't figure out what to use that money for, and then Jim said, hey, let's use it.
Right. That's fine.
Now, if the county wants a trail, maybe at some point in time we're going to have to appropriate it over to the Olive Street project and then take the money, the same amount of money that we already appropriated in the Olive Street project, and transfer it back, okay, you know, to the M&R fund. I mean, it's all the same money, but that'll give the county a paper trail if they're even looking for a paper trail. I don't even know if they're going to want it, you know, any proof. They just wanted a reason. As it was explained to me, what we were going to use it for. So,
the okay. State auditors might want one.
They're going to see you put, just document it. When you receive it, you just need to document it as that's what it's going for, Rosie. And we've already made the $25,000 transfer, so the $3,000 is just being put back in the Street M&R. So just okay. Document it on your receipt as to what it is. If the county needs anything, we can send them the bill that we get for the $25,000 or whatever we're going to input and show them that $3,000 went towards that. Right, Jim?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So we need to accept the $3,000. Is that what you're saying?
Traditionally, we do that. Right.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We accept the $3,000.
I'll second.
Thanks.
It was $3,676.
Okay. Better yet.
Okay, does somebody want a second?
I did.
Mario did? Okay. Okay, Mary Marvar?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Mary McKinney?
Yes.
So five ayes, no nays. Anything else on finance?
I have nothing.
Dogs are fun. Okay, there's nothing left on finance. Police?
A resignation for Kyle Oshner. He's a patrolman. Submit his resignation effective 5/20/2020. I'd like to make a motion to accept his resignation.
You found it effective today.
Chris, Joby's going crazy over here because you can hear your dogs on here barking. He's running from the back door to the front door.
Sorry.
Effective May 20.
May 24.
Yes, resignation effective May 20.
And who seconded it?
Jennifer.
I will.
Jennifer, okay.
Jennifer, you did already, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I'm in my car. That's
just hard to tell. Okay, Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Mary McKinney?
Yes.
Mary Marvar?
Yes.
Record show, five ayes, no nays.
So we have a purchase proposal we had talked about prior about the old cruiser, the 587. I talked to the chief. We got together the day we got the new cruiser from the county. And I also talked to the mayor, and I guess I would like everybody's opinion on, you know, the chief said that this car, there's nothing wrong with it mechanically. Correct, chief?
Correct. It's just showing age and wear.
Correct. So I said and brought up the notion of, instead of selling it for what he offered, which was $500, which is really nothing, to keep it and maybe keep it in the service garage, just out of sight as a backup vehicle. So since we, our fleet is all obviously older cars, there's times when we've had two go down and we're down to one cruiser left. That was my thought, since there's really nothing wrong with it, but I don't know if everybody's in the same opinion of that, or there's no major mechanical issues like the Dodge had that we got rid of it because it had major issues that needed major repairs. I mean, it's not really costing us to keep it, and that way we have something in case of an emergency. If we say we have two cars to go down, or we're down to one car.
Do we have room in the garage, Mario?
You know what, I haven't talked to Rex. So I can't give you a 100% answer on that. But, yes, Chief?
if I could throw a couple of things in, there wouldn't be a major problem keeping it where it is now. It's going to take up another spot, but we really don't have a lot of things coming up where we're going to have a lot of people at the Village Hall. Throwing that in, the only other issue with it would be we took the radio out of it to put in the car we got from the county. We don't have another radio because it's $1,800 and up, and that's a base model. But what we've done in the past and could do this time is just taken a WT for the car and a WT for the officer. So with those two things in mind, that's my 2 cents.
So meaning on a temporary basis, it would be okay just to have a portable in, correct?
We've done it in the past, and those are much better than the ones we've had in the past. So yes, that would work.
So that's my opinion.
To work around.
I'm fine with that as long as it's we got space for it and we can do that. I think it's a good idea.
Also, regarding new cruiser that we got from the county, I know the mayor sent a letter to the sheriff and the commissioners thanking them. I also stopped in to speak to the sheriff and the chief to thank them as well, because I appreciated their generosity, and the sheriff reiterated that there's a plan that we'll be getting another one next year. So they're in the mindset that, you know, they're all about the sharing and working together. And I know that the chief has talked to the sheriff as well, and Chief Sherwood from the sheriff's office. So I appreciate it. I mean, I appreciate it as an employee of the sheriff's office, and I appreciate it as a councilman in the village
that's
helping us out, because as I believe that is our newest cruiser now.
Yes, it is.
And what year is it?
2012.
Yay!
We have a different working relationship with the SO, and it's a breath of fresh air.
Nice. That's amazing.
So that is all I have. Chief, did you have anything else?
The graphics on it cost us under $100 to have done, and I've not seen a bill yet for the switching over of the radio, but I can't see where that would be more than a couple of $100, if that.
Great. That's great.
Anything else on police?
No.
Okay. Fire?
I talked to the fire chief today. We have nothing going on, and all the vehicles are running pretty good. Fire chief.
Mary, did he ever talk to or have that meeting with whoever in Painesville about the water, the fire hydrants? I think he mentioned something about they were trying to do something.
Tried to paint it? No. I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
Chief Shook, do you have anything?
It was originally scheduled for Friday. The meeting was scheduled for Friday, and she called me and asked me to move it back till next week. So she's supposed to call me Monday with the time and the day.
Who's that?
The person in charge at the water department for Painesville.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry about that. I didn't realize you were here.
Chief was here. Right there.
Is that it for fire?
Yes.
Public Works?
The crew is just, they just got done mulching over at the park. They're going to get ready to install some playground equipment, benches, and all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
I don't think anything else for Public Works.
Lad Chapman called me today and reiterated that he wants to buy everybody that works for Grand River lunch. And I told him again that how much we appreciated it. And with all of our part-timers and everything, there's really only like two or three people here at a time. So maybe he'll do something. Maybe we could talk him into doing something nice for like the picnic or something where more people would get fed. I don't know. I don't know how to.
They always do that. They always donate money.
Right. Yeah. Oh, do they?
Yeah.
He wants to buy everybody lunch, which is really nice. I don't know how to, you know, people have daytime jobs and stuff, and I don't know how to get everybody here for lunch.
Is he talking about street parking crew?
Saturday. Maybe a Saturday.
Did we lose Chris? Well, it'd
be up to the supervisors and the, you know, the chiefs and Rex to.
Oh, there you are.
And say when it would be a good thing to do. When they could get the most people for it, I guess.
Right.
And again, we have COVID, so aren't we supposed to limit it to 10? So it would have
to. I mean, if he wanted he wants to order pizza or food for the staff.
Right.
All staff. Well, if he just, you know, orders pizza or whatever he wants to do and have it in the hall, then they can get it and leave, you know, or eat there, but just stop in and eat during a certain period of time if he wants to do that.
Okay.
What do you think?
Whatever you decide, I'll get a hold of him.
I don't know that he has to do anything, but I mean, what do you guys think?
I appreciate his offer of generosity.
Right.
Maybe in a couple months it would be easier, Debbie.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, that's there anyway.
That was very nice of him.
Right. Anything else on postwork?
No.
Under that, Chris, do you want to do this Hessen Associates under that?
Oh.
We haven't talked about this yet.
Jim, you want to talk about it?
A little bit. The mayor told me today that he received an email from the Ohio Public Works that indicated that their funding was up in the air because of action that still had to be taken by the Ohio legislature. We couldn't tell whether or not our project was impacted or not based on that. So we had a conference call with Chad. Chad then sent an email down to the state. The state director of the program came back and said that our program has already been approved. There was money that's in their budget for it, but it's not been appropriated. And they can't spend it until it actually gets appropriated. But in order to appropriate it, it has to be passed by the Ohio legislature. Traditionally, she said that it was always passed by the end of March. But it's hard to know when they're going to appropriate the money so that it's available for this project. It seems pretty likely that they're going to, but, you know. So we talked to Chad, and Chad said he didn't think that there would be any problem, you know, passing this at the next meeting, and he was contacted the contractor. And I never heard back what he said, what the contractor said, but my guess is they understand the situation here, okay? So we can approve whichever contractor we're going to select at the next meeting.
So that ended up in your packet before we knew all that today. You know, luckily the OPWC sent that email out saying that they were still hung up.
Right.
I have some questions about all of these bids and what kind of governs, I mean, what governs our choice, and do we have to go with the lowest bid, and does that, I mean, are we sure we're comparing apples to apples when you look at all these different companies? I mean, you can tell somebody to pave a road, and my idea of paving the road might be very different from someone else's.
When
what it's supposed to.
When we bid the job, we usually put it in as lowest and best. And then the engineering firm that you that we hired, S Engineering, it's their job to do all of that. And they're the engineers are the ones that understand why you do what you do and how much it costs. And so just because we took the lowest bid doesn't mean that we had to.
We've not always taken the lowest bid, Mary.
Because sometimes we put in their lowest and best.
Right. Mary, there's a bid packet that they have to pick up, and there's specifications in that bid packet that explain to them what is required.
Right. I think I saw that, or a version of it, or a copy of it at one point.
So they all get a bid packet and have to follow those specifications. So it is pretty much, you know, like insurance. We tell them what we want, and then they get back to us that. So they're pretty much all in line with giving us the same information, correct, Chris?
That's what this it looks like. It's, you know.
Right.
Okay. I guess I was just shocked. I mean, I compared all five of them, you know, each category. I was just shocked at the variance in the quotes for the different categories between them. I mean, just the different dollar amounts was surprising.
Right.
Right,
because every company's different. You know?
As further protection for the village and for all public works, we get a surety bond or a performance bond that gets posted by the contractor that they default on the contract, and we can turn to the bonding company the money in order to finish the project here. So in order for a company to get one of these surety bonds, they have to convince the insurance company that they have, that they do sufficient work, because the bonding company, the last thing they ever want to do is to pay out, and that they have enough experience to do this kind of work, and that they have enough assets so that the bonding company can come back after them to collect against the company. So it's not a perfect system, but that's the rule for public works, is that you have to have a surety bond.
Okay,
I mean,
thanks.
My experience has been that you sometimes get variances depending on what workload the different contractors have. If they have a big workload, then they'll bid it real high, not caring if they get the job. But if they get it, then they think that they're going to make a lot of money. If the low bidder or a couple of low bidders aren't that busy right now, they want to be able to keep their people working depending on, you know, when this job is supposed to, in terms of the schedule. And I don't remember, is this supposed to be to happen in the fall, or is that when it's supposed to be? So
I think that we were hoping to be first.
Do we
on
want it complete?
Yeah. I didn't think we wanted to wait
do
till
we
the
we want it complete, Sly?
I didn't hear you, Rosie. I think we wanted to get on their schedule, Jim, so that's why we were trying to pass this tonight.
I mean, we could pass it, but there's a risk. So it's a small risk. I don't know if they're even allowed to reappropriate the money they already set aside for us, you know, to somebody else because of all the stuff going on. I doubt it. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'd hate to find out we were wrong.
Right.
And this is the project that you were talking about, that our responsibility is the $25,000 that new $3,600 is going to go toward?
Yes, ma'am. Any other questions on this?
Can we approve it pending funding from OPWC?
What's that, Rosie?
Can we approve it pending funding from OPWC?
Sure.
No, But then I can't sign it, right?
No.
I moved to table it to the next meeting.
Thank you. Do we have a second on tabling it?
I have a second.
Okay, Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Mary McKinney?
Muted. Hold on.
Can you shake your head?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mary Marvar?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Record show 5 ayes, no nays. Thank you. Anything on the park?
Yeah, a couple things. Rex was talking to Bob that owns the old post office about Bob wants to put something back behind that building, and he wants to sell the shed that's back there. So I talked to Pam and Debbie about it, and we decided in the park committee that we would like to purchase that shed for $1,800. Probably have Tony Scheiber Hauling move it to the park, and it would be located over by the electrical panel. Probably put it on a concrete pad and then repaint it a different color. This would help us to keep maintenance equipment for the park over there. Rex is running out of room in the garage as far as like the mower and things like that. It would help give him some extra space. So if nobody has any questions, and I don't have an invoice yet, Bob's going to get me an invoice, but just to get the ball rolling, I wanted to make a motion to pay Bob. You know what? I can't remember his last name.
Is it a wood shed or is it a plastic?
It's sort of like a plastic, it seems like, but it's pretty sturdy and long ways.
It's been there a couple of years.
Yeah. I guess he wants to put something else. He paid $2,700 for it. Tried to get him to come down a little bit. He was pretty firm on the price. Cannot think of his last name right now. Can we still approve, and then I'll get an invoice?
The purchase of it, yeah.
Yeah, to purchase the red shed behind the old post office for $1,800. Can't remember his last name.
Second.
Okay, Debbie.
Yes.
Mary McKinney.
Yes.
Mary Marvar.
Yes.
Mario.
Yes.
Jennifer.
Yes.
That's coming out of the park money, correct?
Yeah. And then you'll see VL Chapman is over at the park doing all the work right now. They're putting in the bases for the lampposts. They're going to be about 4 inches high, so our mowers don't hit that at all. The lampposts are going to take 6 to 8 weeks to get in, but everything will be ready. So once the lampposts come in, they can just go and set them up, and then the next phase of the park can go on without disrupting any of their work. So they're putting in the 8 lampposts, spotlights, the flag and the sign. Our black fence post to finish the black fence should be coming in any day now, and the swing benches are being delivered tomorrow, and Rex is going to pick those up. And that's pretty much it for right now. We're just cleaning up and going from there. We're going to start putting some playground equipment in.
Did you say that the guy's coming to put the split rail fence up to that one section?
Yeah, when he does the black fence, this, he's bringing the split rail.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, and actually, today there was a little mishap at the park where a cement mixer hit the split rail fence, and it's already been replaced and it's brand new. And B.L. Chapman replaced it.
What hit it?
A cement mixer.
Oh.
It's real tight. It's real tight to get that mixer in, and usually they do a great job, so he must have just hooked it the wrong way. So.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but it's all fixed. I mean, they were real quick to do that. And it,
gosh, I guess so.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, Jennifer, you guys may have talked about this at the last meeting, but what happened to the end of the black fence? There's damage in that one end.
Yeah, that's going to be repaired. It got our tractor hit.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was how it got damaged.
Yeah, I have a replacement panel for that, but I'm going to have the fence guy look at it before we do anything with it, and then it should be an easy fix. And if it's not, I have to buy one post, which is like $30, and then a bag of cement or whatever. It, luckily, it was the end of the fence and not somewhere in the middle of that fence.
Yeah. It just looked like one or two of the posts were bent.
You know, they were in that area between the black fence and where the curb is. We raised it up, filled it with dirt, and then seeded it. So when the tractor was in there doing all that, he just happened to nick it the right way, sort of jarred it. So yeah, it was just a little mishap, but it'll get fixed. But it looks really good. I mean, and as far as like mowing it, you know, that'll be a lot easier. And it'll look, once the grass comes up, that'll look a lot nicer and get it all squared away. But that's all I have for the park.
Very good. Ordinance?
Last meeting we had a first reading on the ordinance authorizing the mayor of the Village of Grand River to reaffirm their commitment to the Lake County Board of Commissioners. I'm correct on this, Jim, right? That was first reading last one?
Yes.
Because we didn't have enough to pass it. So an ordinance authorizing the mayor of the Village of Grand River to reaffirm their commitment with the Lake County Board of Commissioners to participate in the Urban Entitlement Community Development Block Grant CDBG program and for the utilization of funds made available by the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended and declaring emergency. I'd like to make a motion that we suspend the rules.
Second. Sorry, I didn't hear you, Mario. Would you read that again?
Oh. No.
Who seconded it?
I did, Mary McKinney.
Okay. Okay, Mary?
Yes.
Mary Marvar?
Oh, sorry. Thought that was me the first time.
Mary Marvar?
Yes.
Just rules for that ordinance. Okay, Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion we adopt.
I'll second that.
Okay, Mary Marvar?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes. Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay. And Mary McKinney?
Yes.
Record shows 5 ayes, no nays.
So he's phone ringing.
I have nothing else for ordinance.
Recreation?
I don't have anything except, I guess, we need to discuss if we know yet what we want to do with the village picnic. I don't know. I contacted like the ice cream truck guy that I had lined up and Penitentiary Glen, and they both pretty much said, please let us know as soon as possible what you guys are going to do. So I don't know how long we should go before making a decision on whether we go ahead with the picnic or not. Any suggestions?
My opinion, I don't think we should even have it this year. There are bigger places that are closed down due to the virus, and we're small, and I hate to see people come to a picnic and somebody's sick and don't know it and pass it on to the rest of the crowd out there. I just feel that we should not have it this year.
Do you feel that way?
I think it's too early to call it right now.
It's the end of August, right?
It would be the 8th, beginning of August.
Yes. Well, I think it's a long way away, but I mean, even if we didn't, personally, my opinion, if we didn't cancel it now, but we don't plan as big of a one as we've had as far as the extras, but still had a get together, we could still do that. So, and we could still cancel it without, you know, making a bunch of reservations. This is my thought.
I think we need to reassess it, like, you know, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Especially at that crucial time where, like, in the next 5 days, you know, see what's going on and go from there. So maybe the next council meeting we'll talk about it again.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Anything else? Recreation?
I just wanted to mention in front of the village hall and like all the signs that getting put up on that the signboard up there. Mary Mervar has done a great job, and I just really love seeing it all decorated, and you're doing a great job, Mary. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
Looks great.
Thanks. The mayor bailed me out a couple times getting the letters down before it rained. so we wouldn't have them all stuck together.
It's no fun drying those things.
No, it's not.
I have three more messages for you to put up that came in.
Okay. All right. I'll get that nursing one up tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow, as long as they don't call me in. I'll get that nursing one up for this weekend. If you want to let them know, did they want to come? Were they going to come take pictures?
I have no idea. I didn't ask them.
Okay. Just jot the other ones down and I'll put them up. While we're talking about the front of Village Hall, I have a question about plants and flowers and the rose bushes and the lilies that are around the flag and the monument area. The lilies are taking over. And I think I would do it if there's no objection. You need to like chop some of those lilies out, dig them out and transplant them so the rose bushes that are now trimmed back have a chance to come back and flourish. And I would also like to get out there and plant some flowers in the flower planters and in between the shrubs in front of the building.
Yeah, I think getting those lilies out is definitely, I thought I talked to somebody, maybe it was Rex, but the lilies do need to come out of there. because the roses won't grow to their full potential. And I think they were doing the to fill space because some of the rose bushes died.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to do that, I mean, I can help you if you need help. If you have big clumps, we can put them in.
To you. Yeah.
Yeah, we can transplant those to other places. I don't know if you need more in the park or if we could put them in different places around Village Hall. But they're certainly hardy enough to withstand transplanting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. Let me know if you need help.
Okay. And no problem with planting flowers in front of the hall, like in between the evergreens that are there, just geraniums or something?
Annuals you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, we could put perennials, but then you run the risk of that happening as something that spreads, and the shrubs out there are really pretty. I don't want to overdo, but I'd like to just get some color in the front of the building.
Yeah. Annuals look nice.
All I heard was dog barking. So whoever commented on the geraniums in front of Village Hall, you'll need to repeat.
Yeah, I think the annuals would work really well for that area.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll look nice.
Okay. All right, good.
Anything else on recreation?
No. Nothing else for me.
Do we have a personnel?
No, nothing.
Anything under old business? Anything under new business? We have a motion to pay the bills the finance committee has authorized.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. The bills need to be signed. I signed them, but Mario or Debbie needs to sign them.
I'm off on Friday. I can stop over. If I don't do it tomorrow, I'm definitely off on Friday. I can stop over and sign them.
I made the second on that.
A second.
Jennifer, okay.
Thanks, Mario.
Okay, Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Good, yes.
Okay. Mary McKinney?
Yes.
Mary Marvar?
Yes.
So five ayes, one nay. We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for setting it up, Mario.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.